make a recommendation, give it right back, the door, it's just going to open the doors.
Right. It's not a reflection of you. It's a reflection of everybody else that stood there asking for the same permission.
So I'm just curious why. Like, I mean, what, you just...
I've only been on the board for about 6-7 years. And before we did the new rezoning regs,
there was lots of things.
Our meetings consistently ran until 10 o'clock because we have 15 or 20 applications. And we didn't have the zoning to guide it. So we were stuck with the dilemma of trying to decide each situation. What the new regs did was protected the R1 residential neighborhoods, because we have a dilemma in this community that most communities don't have to deal with, and that's the tourism industry and how do you invite people to come invest their lives into the community and still protect their neighborhoods. And the new zoning regs do that, and that's what they're expressing is most of what you see up there is residential. So our premise is to try to preserve that, if at all possible.
When nightly rentals became a thing, we had these old subdivisions. People have been living there 20 years, and then somebody comes in and they buy the house and want a nightly rental there. And all the neighbors are down here with their hair on fire. Because we're going to have strangers in the neighborhood and all this and yada yada. You wouldn't believe some of the things that they think are bad going to happen.
Well, ultimately, it's the county commission that's going to decide. So right. We're making a recommendation, and I think we have enough information to, make a motion and vote it up or down, and then you guys can go on the 19th at 9 a.m. You can plead your case to the...
Well, we'd have to make a recommendation, but I would make a recommendation to approve.
Recommendation to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor of approving the application as presented, raise your hand and say aye. All those opposed, raise your hand and say nay. Nay.
Is it an option for a buyer to come and apply for the
Not anymore. No, we actually eliminated the opportunity for CUPs in single-family neighborhoods because we, like you said, we'd be here till midnight. Nobody in the neighborhood wants.
In all of Taney County?
Yes.
In all of Taney County?
Yes. Yeah. But come to the county commission meeting because we don't tell them what to do.
I want
to be on the record that
we usually get to hear all the stuff and then they make the vote on it.
Of all the people up here, I detest nightly rentals in single-family subdivisions. But if we didn't have all this history of trying to make this work, I'd support it. Because that place is not terrible.
Right.
But
no.
Am I assuming
we're the first ones that have sold a nightly down there?
We haven't had them come in like that.
Haven't had one. I can't think of it.
For years, and I know we know the majority of them, and they go both ways, but I'm assuming now that no one's sold.
Or they've sold and it's flipped to R1.
There's people out there renting them, but they don't have a permit.
Yeah.
We're aware of that, but we're not an enforcing agency here.
Sure.
But now come to the commission. Commission may very well approve it.
And that's next Monday morning?
Monday at 9 a.m., same spot.
Here.
So. All right. You'll be here, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, we do have, I believe, some quick new business, I guess, or old business, would you call it?
I would call it old business, and I didn't make myself a copy, but you guys have it in front of you.
Yeah.
Here's mine. I got it. So Howard's question last month was about, we had an issue with zoning in between a commercial use and a residential neighborhood, right? And he was wanting to know a little bit more about fencing. So I just put my thoughts on that first page you guys have there in front of you. And then the second page is actually what I could find in the regs book. So the only places that really speaks of required fencing is on all CUPs. It needs to be brought up in the communication on the CUP. Does the project warrant it? Since it's a conditional use and it's just that, it's conditional, it's not a right. So it came there. Then also on the variance. So you guys don't deal with variances, but the Candlestick needed a variance for their parking lot because it was in a residential right across from the Candlestick where they parked for 50 years was residential, and across the street was commercial. So they had to get a variance to use that parking lot in a residential district for commercial use. That's the other place that's in the book. Third place is telecommunication towers. All of them need a fence. That's the only three things I could find in the whole reg book. I just wanted to kind of speed you up on that. Now, there is bufferings and different things, and that gets into the weeds, but actual fencing, that's the big one.
I think the commission has been granted more leeway on this particular item through the years because we found out that if you start writing it up hard and fast and stuff like that, and it just don't fit every situation is what we've found in the past. And so that's one reason that it was, has been left this way in my understanding. So it does get, there's a lot of things we don't have much leeway on or anything, but this is one of them that over the years we've had that leeway, and it's worked out pretty well, I think.
Yeah. As me and George were speaking earlier, when we do those CUPs, we really need to concentrate on getting your opinion on exactly how you want that to look. You know, since it's a conditional use on a property and not a right, you really need to spell out how you see it. Does that kind of make sense?
A lot of circumstances out there on that.
Yeah, yeah. The conditions need to be set forth.
That's totally within our right to do that.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And it'll go in the decision of record when you do that.
Yeah, and then if they don't comply with a particular condition, you have something to fall back on. Yeah. You know, you haven't met these conditions, so now your permit's no good. We've never, ever pulled a permit, ever.
There have been instances in the past that thought we had to have a commercial fencing on a commercial project, and the people that were living there on individual homes didn't like it because they couldn't see for the fence. I remember that coming up two or three times.
Yeah.
All right. Can we have a motion to adjourn?
So right away.
Second? All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. That'd be 10 o'clock, I think.